It's really amazing to me how the left will act like a bunch of spoiled children when they don't get their way. This is what they're doing. Pack the court. Pack the court. That's the answer, because somehow they don't like the reality that they lost last time around. And you know what? They're going to lose again. Hello, everyone. I'm Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. And wow, did you see Senator Markey? Ed Markey, he's saying, quote, the court is broken. Make no mistake about it. Because leader Mitch McConnell and his Senate Republican colleagues and Donald Trump broke it. It's Donald Trump's fault. Here we go again. They're like a broken record. Donald Trump's fault. Well, here's the deal, guys. You lost in 2016, okay? And part of the tradition of the American system is that the president does nominate, right? And then the Senate confirms. And that, folks, is how it's done and how it has been done since the days of Abe Lincoln. You know, FDR tried to switch it up. He tried to change it around. He wanted to get all his gigantic programs through, kind of like someone else I know, right? Who models himself after FDR. That would be Joe Biden, who is the most irresponsible president we have seen in modern times when it comes to how he's managing our nation's money. Our money that we have worked hard for, that he wants to take and give out to whoever he thinks is going to vote for him. That's what this is about. It's about power. And he will mortgage our future, our children's future, and their children's future for the sake of himself and his selfish party today. This is what you call the nuclear option, right? Saying we're going to pack the court because we don't like that Donald Trump was president and actually got some conservative justices on the Supreme Court bench. So now they're planning to fix that by just adding four more justices to the bench to take it from 9 to 13. All right, that would wipe out the current 6-3 majority, conservative majority on the bench. Now, conservatives, like myself, we have been warning and warning and warning of this possibility. We warned about it all through the election, but everybody was like, oh, no, well, you know, we just want kind of the nice guy. This is not a nice guy. This is a guy who will actually destroy our country's economic fundamentals for the sake of himself and his party. That's not very nice. This is what you call radical nuclear style politics. You know, this is effectively an effort to diminish the separation of powers. It's something that's so special and unique, right, to our American system of governing. It was funny during the campaign, President Biden refused to say what his position on court packing was. He refused to say it. I mean, he rarely was asked, let's be honest, by the media. There were opportunities that they could have asked him and they didn't. But at some particular point, he was asked and he refused to answer the question. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris also refused to respond when she was asked when she was campaigning as vice president. I recall in the debate with Mike Pence, she had said earlier on the campaign trail that she'd be willing to do it. And President Biden, by the way, I should point out, back in the 1990s, 95, the guy's been around for a while. He's been in politics like my entire life. Anyway, back in the 90s, he said that would be awful, right? He was so critical of any thought to try and amend the courts with more justices. But I've said over and over again, you got to wake up to this reality. This Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party that we all remember. It's not the party that I grew up with as a kid. It is not the party from the 1990s. This is a new, politically rabid group of radicals that will go to whatever length necessary to totally redo our system of government. They don't want any semblance of conservatism in government. They're trying to wipe it out. What do you think all this shadow banning is about? What do you think all this disenfranchising of conservatives is about? What do you think all this muzzling is about? It's about them doing everything that they can to destroy the other side, even if it means destroying our country in the process. This is a treacherous moment in history. And if the Democrats were successful in achieving this, then they would reduce the judicial branch of our government to a massively political arm. We can't let it happen. Okay, coming up, I want to talk about the tragedy in Chicago. And I'm not sure why it is that nobody's bringing up this idea that how is a 13-year-old kid out at 2:38 in the morning with a gun in his hand? That's next.
Please stop! Stop right fucking now! Hey, show me your fucking hand! Stop it! Stop it! Shots fired! Shots fired! Get an ambulance up here now!
Tragedy in Chicago. A 13-year-old boy is killed by a police officer after a chase down an alleyway at 2:38 in the morning. The 13-year-old, Adam Toledo, is said to have been carrying a gun. There's video footage from the body cam of the police officer that shot him where you can see what appears to be a gun in the 13-year-old Adam Toledo's hand. And as the police are saying, you know, as the officer saying, turn around, he apparently dropped the gun. Officer had already seen it, and he thinks he's turning around with the gun to shoot at him. They've already had gunfire reported. And so the police officer shoots the 13-year-old, whom he probably didn't know was a 13-year-old. And now the media is going bonkers, right? Saying, you know, he was effectively assassinated. So let's be real here, okay? 2:38 in the morning, and the kid seems to have a gun on him. I mean, look, I saw the video footage. You have to be careful what you say nowadays, right? But I saw the video footage. I've seen it zoom in. That's a gun. I've also seen the video of the gun that was by his body after he was shot. So put yourself in the shoes of the police officer for a second. You know, you've got your own family at home. You're trying to do your job. You feel that your life is now in danger and under threat because this person you're chasing has a gun. There's already been shots fired that you've heard over the speaker. So what are you supposed to do? Let him go? Are you supposed to let him shoot you? I mean, the insanity right now of the left that they're going to attack this officer who literally was having his own life threatened. I mean, they just don't want any police. You see, they want complete anarchy. I guess they want 13-year-olds with guns just running around the streets at 2:38 in the morning, deciding that they can patrol the neighborhood. Rashida Tlaib saying no more police, no more jail, no more incarceration, no more military, no more militarization. She says this is on a tweet after what happened in Minnesota. I mean, It's like our country's like in some kind of weird Alice in Wonderland dream world where nothing is as it appears. Nothing is as it seems. And so, sure, you know, everybody's just wonderful. And, you know, you don't need police. You don't need jail. You don't need any kind of law in society. You can just let everybody go free and they're just going to be nice to each other. Yeah, that worked out well in Chaz, right? Remember Chaz? I mean, these people are just So gone. You know, they're not talking about real solutions. They're not talking about ways to disarm these kids and get them off the street and make sure that there's more law and order. No. The answer for them is less of it. So now that 13-year-old can gun down anyone he wants, right? I mean, is that what you're saying? That he has the right to carry? I thought you guys were like against guns, right? So he has the right to carry a gun and run around and nobody can actually police against that. This is a sad, sad time. And I worry increasingly about our nation in this environment. Okay, coming up, let's talk a little good news, okay? I think a little good news because I don't buy this economy right now. I think it's getting to be kind of a mirage. And like, you know, as soon as they stop printing money, we're going to have a real problem. But apparently they're not going to stop printing money. So moral of the story, game on. Be invested for now anyway. Let's talk about it after this. Wow, we get some seemingly good economic news. Retail sales, can you believe it? Far better than expectations, up about 10%. You got jobless claims coming in for the week at pre-pandemic levels. So there's a lot to be excited about, assuming that, of course, you believe all this, right? Because retail sales, they'll be good right now, but can they continue being good if there's no more stimulus? Why do I have a feeling that Joe Biden's going to try and do another round of stimulus? you know, for your average Americans. I think he's going to try. I mean, he's trying everything. He's just like throwing everything out there, trying to see what he can get people to commit to. Probably the one thing he could get people to commit to is the idea of more stimulus money for the average American. I'd prefer to see some tax cuts for those that actually pay taxes, but he just wants to spend money. He wants to spend too much money, and he's got the wind at his back in terms of all the people around him wanting to do the exact same thing, from his Treasury Secretary to the head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. He should know better. But you know, Fed governors, they never do know better. They always screw it up. So be prepared for that. But in the meantime, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You want to be invested in this market because inflation is coming. And so asset prices are going up. What did I tell you to buy? Gold. Gold had its best performance in 7 weeks in yesterday's session. I've been saying to buy it because I knew the CPI number was coming out this week and it was going to show inflation. And sure enough, it did. So gold, continue to watch. In my view, I think that gold has a good shot at going to 1800. We're at 1760 something and change. So watch that one. The other thing that I keep watching, of course, because I've been watching it since 2012, and I've always thought that this had and has a tremendous future, and that's Bitcoin. Because of the technology, because of the idea that people want some protection outside of the U.S. government, right? Outside of what the government can do. What I like about Bitcoin is, you know, if the government says, hey, we don't like you, we're going to take your money, that's a little hard to do that with Bitcoin. It's hard to do it because that's peer-to-peer technology. Right. So you don't have to worry about the Amazon Web Services of the world coming in and pulling the plug. You don't have to worry about the government trying to take all of your Bitcoin. Now, theoretically, could they? Maybe, you know, the blockchain is not 1000% secure. If the feds really wanted to do some work, they could, you know, follow the zeros and the ones in the ledger and try and figure out, you know, who did what. But it's not that easy either. So it's a little bit of a deterrent. So blockchain technology, it's here to stay. Cryptos are here to stay. I love Coin, C-O-I-N. I like this company because I think it's a neat way to be in this space without, you know, necessarily having to even buy the Bitcoin, right? You're buying an ancillary business. It's why I said it's Tesla. By the way, I hope you bought Tesla when I said buy Tesla, which was all the way back last summer, because I knew with this election, no matter what happened, if Donald Trump won, taxes were going to stay low, the economy would keep booming, all would be, you know, economically looking on the up and up, so people would have more money, so they'd buy Teslas. Or if Joe Biden won, well, he'd do this big green energy thing, which he's trying to do, and therefore electric cars would be more of our future. So either way, it was sort of win-win with Tesla. I was right. Now it's, you know, I said a couple of months ago, I said, you know, hey, this is getting to be really, really high. It's smart to now look at other businesses within the space, right? Like the companies that are going to service Tesla effectively, or the engine providers for the electronic vehicles. And so that is a space that I want you to continue watching. But Coin, I love the part makers for the electronic vehicles. I'm really interested in that. And if you like talking stocks and you like hearing my picks and you want to talk about some of your picks, I want to encourage you to go to my private group on Facebook. Trish Regan's private group. We talk a little politics and we talk a lot of markets. I love talking the economy. And right now, as I watch all this inflation in the making, I just want to make sure that you guys are going to have opportunities here. And that's why I do believe until we start to see the 10-year yield creep higher and higher and higher, and you start to see a rotation, right? Because this typically happens in the bond markets first. I say that as someone who used to work at Goldman Sachs in none other than the fixed income department. And I learned my bond math. And you know what? You're going to see it in the bond market first if there's going to be this rotation. We don't have evidence of that yet right now. So what I'm saying is be invested so that you can actually partake in this inflation, because you don't want to wake up one day, not have invested your money, and all of a sudden everything is so much more expensive. Other things to keep an eye on, land, of course. Residential real estate. I don't like commercial real estate at all right now. I mean, if it gets really, really beaten down, maybe, but I think it's going to be a while really before people are demanding massive amounts of office space in big cities across America. But again, we can talk some more about this on the private group page. Trish Regan's private group on Facebook. Make sure you sign up for this podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you go to trishintel.com, where we have all the news that I know you're going to care about. So let's continue our conversation. I'll see you back here tomorrow.